That was the Amsterdam-based sextet called Spinifex from their album called Undrilling the Hole. That track was called Tatiana. And I think that lives up to the press clippings, you know, sort of free jazz, avant music, punk rock, you name it. Neat band, and I had never heard of them before, and there you go. Well, I have heard of this band. I actually saw this quartet live in Monterey, California, a number of years ago. This is Wayne Shorter, who I've told this story before. He died in 2023, and a year or so before that, he was asked to review and curate a large patch of cast of unreleased recordings to assess whether or not they had any worth and if they should be released or not. And he was still working at this project up to about 10 days before he died. This is the first one that he said, yeah, I think this one really should be released. He got quite excited about it. It's a 2014 live concert from the Stockholm Jazz Festival. And in the hospital just before he died, he accepted that he would not be around to see the release or any other releases that happened after that, and requested that the titles of any such releases from this sort of cache of earlier material be referred to as Celebration. So this is Celebration Volume 1. And the 2-CD release is really quite amazing. And it, as I say, this is his late career quartet. It's the one that I actually saw, with Danilo Perez on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. And they are in amazing form here. This is really a fabulous double album. If you like Shorter and you have some sense of the impact that he had and that his music is absolutely worthwhile, then I can't recommend this highly enough. It's a 2-CD set called Celebration Volume 1. It's on Blue Note. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Orbits. And the second one is called Edge of the World, and then in brackets it's got End Title, which may be sort of one of the signature pieces for their concerts. I have no idea. But here is the Wayne Shorter Quartet from 2014 in Stockholm with two tracks, Orbits and Edge of the World. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Stockholm Jazz Festival in 2014, the Wayne Shorter Quartet there with that last track called Edge of the World. It's just a great two-CD album that captures Shorter clearly late in his career, but the four of them just play beautifully together. They're just all on the same page, as the saying goes, at that concert. Beautiful. And it's now 11:30. We're halfway through our program today. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. And as I do most weeks, I'm going to now move to my historical segment, which is, I was looking through some older albums, older in quotation marks, the other day, and I came across this one, which I haven't played forever. It's an early album by trumpeter Dave Douglas. It was from 1997. It's sort of a one-off. It's very different than a lot of what it sounds like since then. Douglas has recorded small groups, large ensembles. When he first appeared, he was sort of known as the poster boy for modern trumpet improvisation. Clearly a leader who has done some very interesting work. Latterly, some of his stuff has had a stronger spiritual component than I remember in the earlier days. This one was on the Winter and Winter label, which is an out there label that was I want to use ECM as a comparison, but it's not quite like that either. Anyhow, this is a quartet, a very different sounding quartet. It has Dave Douglas, of course, on trumpet, Mark Feldman on violin, Guy Klusczek on accordion, and Greg Cohen on bass. No drum, no piano. It's a very different sounding. It sounds Middle Eastern at times, perhaps not accidentally. And it has some very interesting playing on it. And it's an album that the chances are you've never heard. It's called Charms of the Night Sky on Winter and Winter from 1997. I'm going to play a set. Some of them are quite short. From the title track, which is the first one, Charms of the Night Sky, then Dance in Thy Soul, Little One, Odyssey, Twisted, and Codetta, which is the last two are very short. Here's the Dave Douglas Quartet from 1997 from a very early album of his called Charms of the Night Sky.
Thank you. Ha 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 ha!